There is a theological statement that we learn early on when we're studying theology of lex orandi, lex credendi. That's kind of the idea, is that it's the law of prayer is the law of belief. Leads to love. So if you want to know what we believe as Catholics, you have to look at how we pray. That it's not, this is the law of belief equals the law of prayer. It's the law of prayer that leads into the law of belief. So I think it tells us what we believe. And I think that that's kind of very important for us, because a lot of times everybody's concerned and realize that we do all these prayers, and contained in all these prayers is some pretty significant theology. The difficulty is, I think for us as Catholics, we will always have the problem of babbling on like the pagans do, where we say a bunch of words and they don't really translate to any meaning. And something like the Our Father that we pray all the time. Our Father, where we say that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, how many times have we said that? And the question we can ask ourselves is, maybe up here, do we really believe that we want God's will to be done in our life on earth and as it is in heaven, that God's will be done? And then do we actually believe it here too, that God's will be done in our life? Because even there are some times when we have to struggle with this, like, is that really what God would want? And we have that choice to make in our life. And to really understand that it's about God's will. That's what we pray. That's what we really wish for in our life. And how we do, and the decisions we make in our families and our relationships and how we spend our time, it's really about God's will. And that we forgive others like God forgives us. That's in the prayer. We can forgive us our transgressors as we forgive those who trespass against us. That idea of forgiveness, and to be babbling that prayer for years and to hold a grudge against someone, unforgivable grudge against someone, really shows that it's very easy for us to babble on like the pagans, just doing lots of prayers that never translate into a change of heart. And I think that that's going to be important, I think, for all of us, to kind of pray a litany of humility, recognizing that it doesn't make us any more humble because we don't pay any attention to the words. And there is a deep prayer where we repeat things as a way of entering into the prayer. That's very important. But then there should be something within us, though, that pays attention to the words that get prayed, that they're not just words, but they're important. And that's why I think in spirituality, one of the important things to do is to take a look at the prayers we pray. We do look at the readings, but take a look at the opening prayer. You find them in your missalettes. Or take the Eucharistic prayer, and to take that and spend time with the Eucharistic prayer. Just pray it yourself, you know, so you see, because contained in there is what we believe. It's the richness of what we want in our life, you know, that we all may be one. But from Francis, our Pope, and, you know, and Robert, our Bishop, and that we all become one. I mean, hopefully that these are not just words. And I think what happens is that some people say they're just words, and that's why they don't get anything out of it. And I'm saying, so is the problem then to just throw the words out, or a challenge to make the words more meaningful in your life? Because contained in there is pretty powerful prayers of faith. So as we continue our celebration, but really our prayer life, to make the importance that it is about a relationship, as Benedict said, with someone. It's not just God a billion miles outside behind the stars, but that it is a relationship with a person, with Christ, that's what our faith certainly begins with. May we remember that, and so prayer becomes spending time with that rather than, as Jesus said, catching ourselves when it happens, when we find ourselves just babbling on like the pagans, using lots of words that really never change our hearts in our relationship with God.